So Brennan, what happened overnight?
Probably the big news after UK business hours was THQ released its financial reports and they've shelved the Insane trilogy.
Oh my god! Like I have
Guillermo
to say,
del Toro.
I never saw that coming. So but apart from that, was there were there figures were actually quite good from the look of it?
They were quite good, and they've also bowed out of mobile and casual development, which wasn't doing very well for them, which is kind of bucking the industry trend. So that was quite interesting.
My goodness.
And they have four unannounced games which have gone into development in internal studios,
right.
As well as some unannounced stuff from Turtle Rock and Homefront 2 and stuff like that. So they have quite a lot going on still.
Okay. That's helpful. We don't want THQ going bust. That would be rubbish. So yeah. Goodbye, Insane. We never knew you. I'm pretty sure work never even started on that game. I don't know. We'll never know. But there we go. Okay. So what else happened?
Riot Games announced a new pro circuit for League of Legends Season 3. So,
oh
like,
God.
8 teams from the US, 8 teams from Europe, and a handful of Asian teams, with multiple matches a week that are salaried. So all the players are going to be earning a living from playing League of Legends.
Oh,
that's interesting.
God. That is big news. Okay, what else was there? Let's have a look. Yeah, we have
the PlayStation 3 version of Assassin's Creed is going to have an extra hour of gameplay.
Oh my god! Well,
I know
which version I'll be buying then. Oh my god! Okay.
Amazon has gone into games development. What the hell is that about?
They've
launched a casual game studio.
Oh,
it's called
right,
Amazon
okay.
Game Studios because okay. apparently they're creatively bankrupt.
Okay. That's actually a shame, I'd say. Hang on. Let's have a look. We've had the Wii U box art. Is that legit?
Amazon posted it, so it's not confirmed.
Okay.
No. Two gameplay videos were leaked of the Half-Life mod, Black Mesa Source, where they convert it to the current engine. And so people are looking at that and very, very excited about playing an old game in slightly fancier graphics.
I can't wait for that. No, I know I'm being sarcastic, but I know a lot of people are very excited about replaying that game in higher resolution.
The Oddworld games are coming to Vita very soon, apparently. Which,
oh, really?
Actually, they're the only Vita games that I can think of that are coming very soon. So
yes.
That's good news for Sony.
Yeah,
so. What else happened? Square Enix just posted its financials and they made a loss because they released no games.
Yeah,
amazing.
I was gonna say, that's how that works. How much money did they lose? Lots. A bit.
Oh, a couple of billion yen. Just a couple of billion yen. 2 billion yen they lost, which is not too bad. But they did make, you know, a profit in the same quarter last year. So it's not like it's getting better.
No.
It's getting worse. I think that's all that happened.
Fair enough. That sounds reasonable to me. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow.
All right, see ya.
Bye.